have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hallelujah. Come on here. open your mouth and say something tonight. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Listen, it's a blessing to be in the land of the living and not of the dead. So tonight we are here, tonight. Go ahead and call a friend, tag them. I don't care how you get them on the line. Let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the air tonight with Keeping It Real with the Apostle. So listen, we got a word for you tonight. So go ahead. We're going to give you a few minutes to get them on here. Let them know that I'm here in the flesh. Yes, I am. I'm here. I'm back. Hallelujah. And supercharged to do the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's just a blessed day today to be here, y'all. I'm telling you, there are many people that are going on. You know, some people are, you know, they're doing their, you know, the cares of life, the day-to-day walk. But it's a blessing tonight to be in the land among the living. I say that, but I really mean that. Glory to God. You know, we used to hear the old people say that, and we didn't really know what it meant. But now I do. Hallelujah. I'm grown. Amen. And I know what it means for my one self. So listen, I bless the Lord for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. I have missed you tremendously. Amen. So I said, listen, I don't care what's going on tonight. I'm going to make sure this evening that I jump on this radio broadcast. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to go ahead. And if you can hear me well, somebody text me. Amen. Glory to God. We want to make sure everything is working properly. Amen. So that you can hear what the Lord has to say tonight. Amen. A lot of times, go ahead and send this in messengers. Send this in the groups that are in messengers. Send it. Amen. Hallelujah. But don't nobody call me on my phone. Amen. So we want to go ahead and get the accolades out of the way. Dr. Kimmy Kim, I love you, woman of God. Happy New Year to you. Amen. It's so good to know that you are still doing what you're doing and on an even greater scale. I bless the Lord for you tonight. So I just want you to know how much I love and care about you. And I just thank God for who you are in the body of Christ. Amen. And just keep on building up the kingdom. I'm telling you, payday is coming after a while. You will see the fruit of your labor. And I just thank God for you and the Elations family and the Elations magazine, the Elations, anything that's attached to the Elations family. I bless God for it and all of its subsidiaries. How about that? That sounds real good. Glory to God. So we are here tonight, y'all. We're here to do a job. We got a job to do. And we're going to do that job, and that is to teach the people what the Lord is saying and also to just go over some word with you, because a lot of times we have questions, but a lot of times you have leaders that don't have time to answer the questions. I've had several people that I know sitting in these churches, big mega ministries, right? And they have questions, and they have taken it to get an answer, and no one would answer the questions for them. And I'm sorry that you can't get your questions answered, but God has somebody that can help you. I want y'all to know tonight, there are people that may not be willing to assist you in your time of need, but God has somebody that will not mind helping you. Is that all right? God has somebody that don't mind saying, listen, I know you know, it seems like you can't get your answers, but I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to labor with you. God will have somebody to help you. Y'all better hear me tonight. Amen. A lot of people are going around and they want to connect because they can see what's in you. They can see how God is using you. A lot of times they don't realize all the hell you went through to get to where you are. They don't realize sometimes what it took, all it took to get you in that place. They don't know what you had to do without to be as anointed as you are. They don't know how you lost this and that and how you didn't have this and that and how you were living from pillar to post. But listen, I'm trying to tell y'all something. Your story needs to be heard. I want y'all to hear me tonight. Your story, the place that God brought you from, that God brought you out of into your present tense, your story needs to be told. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for those of you that have let me know that you can hear me. Amen. So listen, y'all make sure y'all get them on. I'm just stalling right now. Amen. Trying to give y'all a chance to let them know that I'm here tonight. Amen. So let us go into a word of prayer. Father, I thank you tonight for these, your people that have assembled on this line, that those that will come back by replay. Father, I ask that this word will bless them indeed. Father, I thank you now for moving on their behalf. I thank you now for making haste for your people. Lord, I thank you for what you're about to do in their lives. Father, shipwreck they old ways of living, oh God. Shipwreck everything in them that's not of you. And Father, I thank you that you're putting stability in your people. You're sustaining them to be the best them that they could be. Father, we give you thanks for it. We give you praise for it, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So listen up, you guys. Y'all know I got to come with my political self. Oh, God. Listen tonight. I want to make sure y'all hear me well. Listen, Monday came and I'm going to redo what they put out. It was one, the thing that the TV station had put out something that, you know, and they had to counter it back, pull it back, because they didn't want the people to really know. But I'm reading to you something from the Washington State, meaning Washington, D.C., all the states in Washington, the state of Washington, right? I mean, yeah, right? And so, listen, do y'all believe or do you know that they were supposed to vote today on as far as, just let me read it to you, because some of y'all ain't going to believe what I'm about to tell you. But it is so close to home. I've been telling you, what are you going to do when they come in your houses and take your husbands or take your daddies or take the sisters or take the mamas or take all the children? What are you going to do when they come in forcibly and remove people out of their homes, right? What are you going to do? Are you still going to stand for God, or you're going to just bow down and give in to the devil? This thing is very serious, and we play too much. We play too much with the things of God. We play too much with God. But this thing is very serious. Even over here in Washington State, the state of Washington, are getting ready to quarantine. Well, first of all, they're getting ready to send in health officers to the houses of people who have not taken the jab, okay? For those who have not taken the jab, they're going into the house of these people and forcing them. The parents, they're putting them in jail, right? 10 days. They're putting them in jail. For 10 days, the jail can hold you for 10 days without a call or whatever they want to do. And so, but all they're going to do is scare you to get to take the jab, right? All right. And then they're even talking about, even if you're still not willing to bow to the Babylonian system, they're going to put some in concentration camps. Their motive is to have everybody, it's a mandatory motive or mandatory statement or mandatory decree or mandatory executive order that has not been written in by the President of the United States, but it's mandatory. They're trying to make it a mandatory. Everyone must be vaccinated, willingly or unwillingly. Did y'all hear what I said? Willingly or unwillingly, right? So here it is. I'm reading. It says, let me read the part I want you to hear, because we're not going to be all night on this, just a few minutes. All right. So here it is. All right. The meeting was today. They were voting on it today. I thought it was the 13th. My bad. All right. So it says, now they're trying to say it's a false claim now because it got out. We caught it. About the Washington Board of Health schedule. January the 12th meeting began circulating on social media saying that the board would use law enforcement to force people into quarantine or isolation if they are not vaccinated against COVID-19. Other similar claims about creating about COVID-19 concentration camps were also made. Now they're saying it's not true, but they did state it. They made this TV station They made the TV station, they had to pull the plug and rewrite it. But anyway, they're saying now that it's not true. And they're saying that, they say the claim started on the internet. I don't care how they started. They got it. We saw the information fresh. And then because we know now they want to change their story. But they are trying to make it mandatory that everyone in the state of Washington be vaccinated willingly, unwillingly. Willingly, they, you know, when you're going to take when they come to your house. Unwillingly, if they have to put you in jail or put you in a concentration camp. Y'all don't believe what I'm saying. Read it for yourself. Some the lie is still up, but the part of where before we, I read it before and I've read it after. The before part is not there. They try to backpedal, right? That's what they do. All politicians, they try to backpedal, glory to God. So, Lord, this is sad, but it's so true, and it's right here in America. All right, so they were supposedly to vote on it today. This is it's just crazy what's going on in our legislation, right? And how it's right at our door, and we have no knowledge of. But guess what? They can do all they want to do, but we still have our constitutional rights. You have a right to do certain things. You have a right to say certain things. You have a right for what you believe, right? Hallelujah. So anyway, they were supposed to, to vote on this thing. The politicians were, amen. And then, they got to go before the judge or whatever have you. But now they're trying to say that's not the way they're going to do it. But it was the way. They probably still would try to do it this way because they are trying to make their state a mandatory, making it mandatory that every individual, women, I mean, parents, women, people, and children included must have the vaccination, right? So it's crazy, y'all. So y'all just be careful. I'm going to say you this because I do have this platform, you know, where I got it. Do not take the jab. Y'all don't take the jab now. I'm telling you, I'm warning you, I've warned everyone in my church, so nobody be looking crazy when it comes to fruition, and God, the wrath of God is upon you for taking the jab. Do not say I didn't warn you, all right? That blood ain't going to be on my hands, right? You can live with COVID-19 and get clear of it. 99% of the people who get COVID, they have a high success rate of being COVID-free instantly. I mean, not instantly, but it can happen in a matter of days, right? So don't let people think, make you feel like you got to get the jab in order to live, and that's going to keep you living, and that's not the case. People get the jab, then they got to go back and get the second jab, and then they fall in dead. They find heart problems, all kinds of problems, and then they get the first booster. They can't even get up. They can't no longer walk. It's so many complications coming behind these jabs. When are your church going to wake up? Church, you need to be woke. You still sleeping on God. You better wake up and smell the coffee, smell the tea, smell what's going on. Stop falling for anything that they're telling you and selling you. How can you ever go get have to go? And when in century have you ever gotten a vaccination? And you signed for the vaccination before you got it, which states that if, in fact, something happens, they're not liable. That should let your dumb self know something wrong with it. Glory to God. Did God tell you to get it? Is what I want to know. If God didn't tell you to get it, then you need to be repenting. For those of you who got it, repent and ask God to forgive you and begin to build your own immune system up, because that stuff puts a lot of things in your body now. And we're not going into that tonight. This is a new year. But I just hope y'all know that we are in the end times. So we got a good thing tonight, the word of the Lord. We're coming to help people on dating as well as pertains to dating and marriage tonight. This is the word of the Lord. Let us go to the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 7 chapter. Follow me, scholars, Bible scholars, follow me in the book. I hope you guys have your paperback books tonight and you are ready, amen, to go in the word of the Lord. Let us dissect this word. tonight. Amen. Y'all might have quiet. I ain't getting no drum roll. Y'all should have been, I should have been hearing whistles, bells, and everything else because I'm on here tonight, right? Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 1. It says, now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me. Is it good for a man not to touch a woman? That sounds like a question to me. What about you? Doesn't that sound like a question? Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, is it good for a man not to touch a woman? The reason why we don't want to say it could be a question because there's a period. But read the sentence. If you read it, to me it sounds like a question, although you don't see the question mark behind the letter, behind the woman. All right. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every woman have her own husband. Verse 3, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife have not power over her own body, but the husband. And likewise, also the husband have not power of his own body, but the wife. Oh, yeah, y'all going to get mad tonight. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourself to fasting and prayer and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency, right? But I speak by the permission and not of commandment. So let's break this down from verse 1 through verse 6. We're going to break that down tonight. Amen. Let's go back. Now, getting down to the question you asked in your letter to me. First, is it good to have sexual relations? That's what verse 1 is talking about. Is it good to have sexual relations? All right. I hope we ain't got no virgin ears on here tonight, because you need to know these things. How many of you are tired of seeing whores in the body of Christ? I'll say it again for the people in the back. How many of you are tired of seeing whores in the body of Christ? I'm so sick of these whores leaders. They cannot put their flesh under subjection. They want every Tom, Dick, Harry, Patty, Mary. They got a mixture. They got a variety. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They got a variety. You got men who good-looking men, fine men. In the pulpit. But not only are they messing with women, they messing with men as well. They on the DL. Them DL brothers. Yeah, them down-low brothers. They go down on men. Ah. And y'all say down, they'll download, they don't nobody know. Oh, maybe we know. Come on here. Lord, have mercy. Aren't you tired of seeing mixed up people in the as leaders in the body of Christ? Aren't you tired of seeing leaders who cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? They don't have, listen here, they ain't got the brain that God gave them. They are fickle-minded. Yeah, they think with on the wrong side of the brain. Lord, have mercy. They come off as knowing something. Then in 1 second, 1 breath, they saying something else. They're double-minded, two-tongued. Lord, have mercy. Aren't you tired of seeing them in the body of Christ as leaders? They get up before you. They sing a song, dance a dance. They got the hoop and the holler down pat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they ain't right. They're just not right, and they're not trying to get free. Y'all, we all going to have to bring your flesh, our flesh, under subjection. You're going to have to cut ties with the devil. You can't continue to lead God's people down the primrose path and think you're not going to get dealt with. You're not going to continue to be able to lie to God's people and think God ain't paying attention. Come on here. You ain't going to begin to, you can't do what you used to do and think God don't look and he's not watching, he ain't paying attention. God sees all and he knows all. He's omnipresent. Mm-hmm. He's omniscient. Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. So you think God don't see us? Hmm. My God, So for those who walking around very candidly, easy going, like ain't nothing going wrong, and they watching every man that come in there, oh, shout out my son, oh, yes, I said it. They watching every skirt that come up in their mind, oh, shout out my son. Oh, you already mixed up while you're trying to get somebody entangled, oh, and another entanglement, my God. Be careful. Be careful. Yeah, if God show you, if God shows you what your leaders are in, right, if they're dealing with some things, it's not your job to go spread that around the church, because you have people who supposed to assist leaders. You got people who are in leadership positions, and once they find out something about that leader, instead of them taking it to the Lord like they're supposed to, they want to spread it around the church. Does that make you look good after you done told one of their what God have been, that God knows? And you trying to tell it so that you can look big in front of the eye of the people? Does that make you look like, you think you look like you've gotten brownie points? You only delayed what God was going to do in your life. And that's why some of you can't be thriving in leadership, because you're too busy trying to cut down your leader. I don't know why I went there, but those of you that are on the other side of this mic, you understand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But anyway, let's get back to this stuff at hand. We doing too much in the pulpit. We doing too much. Everybody wanna be in leadership. There's nothing wrong with being in leadership, but can't you handle the rodeo burger? Can you handle being ridiculed or persecuted, talked about? Are you ready for that? Okay, so let's get back to the subject at hand. First, is it a good thing to have sexual relationships? That's what it means. Is it good for a man not to touch a woman? Certainly, but only within a certain context. It's good for a man to have a wife. Uh-oh. It is good for a man to have a wife and for a woman to have a husband. Sexual drives are strong. Ooh, Lord have mercy. That's why when you get into a soul tie, and this has to be sexual entanglement, it is hard for you to get that man out your system. It is hard, sir, for you to get that woman out your system. All right? Sexual drives are strong, but marriage is strong enough to contain them and provide for a balanced and fulfilling sexual life in a world of sexual disorder. We are living in a time where, listen, nobody is really trying to walk right in marriage. People are in marriage, but they want to have their cake, their ice cream, and eat it too. You are in marriage, but you still want to play in the cookie jar. Oh my God, somebody else's cookie jar. You got a lot of things that's going on in marriages, but God ordained marriages. So if God ordained it, how dare you come talk to me about the order of the house of God when I say that God, that this is the way it's put in place. And he didn't call male and male and female and female. He made one man for the man and man for the woman. That's the order of God. You can marry every woman you want, sir. Woman, you can marry every woman you want. But I've been to tell you something, man, you can marry every man you want, and you will never be married in the eyesight of God. You're only married in the eyesight of man. You hear what I say? I'm not talking about nobody. I'm telling you the order that God ordained. He ordained marriages for male and female. You make no mistakes about it. You cannot go against the way God did something or way he ordained a thing to be. God doesn't even go. Listen, he ain't going against his word. He never goes against his word. It will not return to him void. So we just got to flow with it. Amen. Glory to God. All right. So in a world of disorder, the marriage bed must be a place of mutuality, right? The husband seeking to satisfy his wife, not the TV, the woman on TV, his real wife, not watching no porn, because he can't satisfy them because they already, Lord have mercy. That ain't real. Glory to God. My God. And I know some of y'all say, well, You can get an arousal, but that ain't for the people of God. You don't need that. If you can't get an arousal with your wife or you can't get an arousal with your husband, something wrong with you. Not necessarily something wrong with you, but you need counseling. Because something can go very well, go way back from when you were younger. And it needs to be dealt with, seriously. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna put you, I'm not putting nobody down. I'm just telling you true facts. Glory to God. So, marriage is not a place to stand up for your rights. Marriage is a decision to serve the other, whether it's whether in bed or out of the bed, right? I want to go back to this number. Okay, then verse number 5 where it says, defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time. How many of you know that defraud here is meaning, don't you not have sex with your spouse, women, don't you not have sex with your husband without consent? I tell them all the time, when we're getting ready to go on a fast, you have to get permission from your spouse, whether it be the male or the female going on a fast. Either way, you must ask for permission. Honey, we're going on a fast for 2 days. Is it okay? You need their permission because you don't have power over your own body but your spouse. Did y'all hear that? You must ask for permission. Or if you don't get permission from them and you go on the fast and they want sex and you still withholding it from them and they didn't give you permission, then you're going to be in trouble with God. You got to do things decent and in what? Order. So defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer. That's the only time that you should be saying that you don't, that you're not having sex with your spouse because of that timing there. All right, because if you don't, because Satan is right there, he's ready to come in, you know? He's ready to come in. So abstaining from sex is permissible for a period of time, if you both agree to it, and if it's the for purposes of prayer and fasting, but only for such time, it's only for that time. Other than that, if you keep refraining from having sex from your husband, you are as a witch. You are as a witch. You are as a witch. You should not be withholding sex from him. That's witchcraft, okay? Don't say it, didn't nobody tell you. Now you know. Right? So then, then come back together again. Satan has an ingenious way of tempting us when we least expect it. All right? I'm not understanding commanding these periods of abstinence, only providing my best counsel if you should choose them. Okay? Let's go to verse 7. For I would that all men were even as myself. Now, this is Apostle Paul talking to the church of Corinth. For I would that all men were even as myself, but every man have his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. Verse 8. I say therefore to the unmarried and the widows, all the single ladies, I'm talking to you. It is good for them if they abide even as I. Apostle Paul saying it's good for you. When he's saying he's single, it's good for you to abide single, right? Says, but if they cannot contain, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn. Again, he says, but if you cannot contain, get married. For it is better to marry than to burn. I hope I'm helping y'all tonight. All right, sometimes I wish everyone was single like me. A simpler life in many ways. But celibacy is not for everyone anymore than marriage. Everybody can't be celibate and everybody can't be married. God gives the gifts of the single life to some, the gift of the married life to others, right? I do, though, tell the unmarried and widows that singleness might well be the best thing for them, as it has been for me. This is still Apostle Paul talking. But if they can't manage their desires and emotions, they should by all means, go ahead and get married. The difficulties of marriage are preferable by far to a sexually tortured life as a single. So he's relating that being single, not being able to have sex, is like a torture, sexual torture. I know most men can understand that. And I know those females who's hot and horny, amen, and hot and bothered, and those that are saved waiting on their husband, they may have that experience as well, where they feel sometimes sexually tortured by being single. But my prayer for you tonight is that if it's the will of the Lord, that he will go ahead and bring your husband into fruition so that you don't have to burn any longer. Because, you know, I see a lot of people who are fighting, some with their sexuality. I see some fighting with, putting their flesh under subjection. They've been doing it. They've been celibate for a minute. But some say, I've been celibate a year. I can't take it no longer. I heard one lady tell me, I've been celibate 7 years. I said, you mean, well, I asked her, did she know what celibacy was? Because sometimes people say the word because it sounds good, but they don't know what it means. And she began to say, well, celibacy is when you want to have sex, but you don't. And I said, well, is that just for a time period? I want to know, because I need to know that you know what celibacy is, right? And she said, yeah, for a time period. I said, well, what if you start dating? Are you celibate then? She says, well, no, because I got somebody to have sex with. No, she didn't know the assignment then. She doesn't know what celibacy really means. Celibacy means abstaining from sexual intercourse. And that means I don't care if you got 10 boyfriends, you still celibate. You're not doing it. You're going to keep yourself till you get married. And that's what that means. But now if you hadn't had a man, you got a man, and you start having sex, then you're fornicating. Let me explain that to you. You're fornicating. That does not mean that you are celibate, right? Celibacy means no sex under any circumstance. Make sure y'all know that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, and if you marry, you need to stay married. How about that? Let me go back up. Let's go to verse 10. And unto the married, I command, yet not I, but the Lord. Now, see, when he'll tell you when he's talking for him, or if he's talking on the Lord, this is Apostle Paul saying, listen, he says, and unto the married, I command, Not yet, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. And if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And let not the husband put away his wife. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. Now he said, now in verse 12, now verse 10 and 11, Apostle Paul was speaking what the Lord is saying. Verse 12, he go back to himself, first person. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. He letting you know it ain't God. If any brother have a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. Now this is what this is his take. If any brother have a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him put her not away. And the woman which have an husband that believe not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. One more time. And the woman which have an husband that believeth not, and if he pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving, who shunned up Osiah, husband is sanctified by the wife. I got to read it again for you non-believers. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy? It's another question. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God have called us to peace. Now let me go on and brush this up for y'all. Let's jump back up here to verse 10. And if you are married, stay married. This is the master's command, not mine. If a wife should leave her husband, she must either remain single or else come back and make things right with him. And a husband has no right to get rid of his wife. So you've seen times when people break up and then they break up and body out on being broken up. They have sex with each other. Or they still sleeping with each other. And, you know, some people say, well, they married. Because I would say, well, they married. Ain't nothing wrong with it. That's her real husband. Say, what's wrong with her sleeping with a real husband? She know him. One thing about it, child, hear me good. You know what you got, but you don't know what you're going to get. You know what kind of man you got. But see, you going out there stepping out in 2022, you don't know what kind of man you may get. You may get a man that looks like a man, but honey, when he get home, he is a woman. You can't, You, I'm trying to tell y'all something. You know what you got if you got a husband. And you, if he want to stay there with you, let him stay there because you don't know what you're going to get. You may get something that got coming with full of disease and everything else and turn your world upside down. So, Lord, have mercy. We complain about the wrong thing. Instead of putting your husband on the altar and leave him there to God change his mind, because ain't nothing going to happen to him. If his mind is not ready to be saved, he's going to still be the same way. But the Bible says that he is saved by his believing spouse. Come on, somebody. I'm jumping the gun, but I just feel this thing so strong. So this is what you must do. If you are a man with a wife who is not a believer, but who still wants to live with you, hold on to her. If you are a woman with a husband who is not a believer, but he wants to live with you, hold on to him. The unbelieving husband, my God, shares to an extent in the holiness of his wife, and the unbelieving wife is likewise touched by the holiness of her husband. Otherwise, your children would be left out. Yes, they would. As it is, they also are included in the spiritual purposes of God. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing, women? Some of you needed to hear this tonight. I'm going to read maybe one or two scriptures, and I'm going to be through for tonight. But you needed to hear this tonight. Some of you got husbands. You know they ain't thinking about God. They ain't living nothing for God. Your marriage is pretty much suffering because the spiritual aspect of your marriage is not intact. And when the spiritual aspect of a man and a woman is not intact, then the body suffers, meaning that the family gonna suffer. Y'all better hear me. Glory to God. Because sometimes when the man ain't in his rightful place, he gonna do any and everything to destroy the home. He don't care. He's not thinking straight. He's lost all kinds of, he's lost himself, by being put down by other women, other men, other friends or whatever. And he really doesn't know his own self-worth. So the things that he does in the street, it affects the home. It affects the body. And so sometimes you are all that the family have. Women stand in position. Take your rightful places. Give your life to the Lord. And you pray until God change your husband. Pray till it manifests. Pray till his mindset be renewed. Pray until something happens. Don't you stop praying. Come on here. Hallelujah. He'll begin to notice the change, but you got to stay in the Lord. You can't be in the day out the day. You can't be saved today and tonight you unsaved. Come on. Your husbands are watching. And sometimes your husband will tell on you because they watching you and they say, well, you used to do this all the time. You used to acting like you saved and all that. It ain't nothing to you. So when they telling you that, listen to them. Because either you may need to readjust some things concerning you. You may be full of the Holy Ghost and you may not be full of the Holy Ghost. But listen, people that are unsaved can tell you if you're real or not. I'm trying to tell you something. They will listen to you when there's a sincereness about the things of God. They will listen to you. They watching you. Now, if you are consistent with this thing, which we call living holy, living righteous, right, then they're going to start paying some attention. But if you end the day and the night you cussing them like a sailor, y'all fighting and everything going back to normal, then they that's the norm for her. I'm used to that. But if you stay with God, you let the praises rise up in that house. You put on your worship music. When you're in the car with him, you say, I want to listen to some gospel. I'm just saying, you got to feed your spirit. So sometimes it's going to take that and plus some to deal with your husband, your unsaved husband. But the Bible tonight is letting you know that there is, glory to God, that there is, you know, God is still doing a work because they're unbelieving, but they're still a part of holiness being formed in their life. Right? Glory to God. So don't, you know, thank God and vice versa. Your wife may be on crack, but she out there bad. And it's changing the dynamics of your family, but you're the husband. You are the head of the family. It's your job to get it back in order. It's your job to make things right, right? And if she gone and she don't want to be the part of the family, oh, we done read that too. If they leave, we coming up to it. Verse 15 says, but if the unbelieving depart, let them depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases. Y'all just heard that. This frees every one of you, whomever decided that you needed that, it was up for you, that was it, for a divorce. This will free you. If the unbelieving depart, let them go. She don't want to be a part of you. She don't want the marriage no more. She want to live life being on crack, not helping with the children. She want to go out there and you can't get her help. You try to get her help. Every time you try to get her help, she leaves the facility. Hey, what can you do until their mind is renewed? You know, she'll hit the bump. You just keep her covered in prayer. See, hopefully one day she'll bump her head and get to the realization that she need God and she misses her family. And we pray that it don't be too late, right? Because sometimes it's too late. When a person's mind is made up and they have just released you, then, you know, but the Bible here says, but if the unbelieving depart, if they leave you, hear me, women, if he walk out and leave you, you are no longer under bondage in certain cases. So stop asking me, is it all right to divorce? God never intended for us to get divorces. But there are things that can cause you to, that where there are grounds for divorce. Amen. Amen. Trying to see, let me see what time it is. Well, there are grounds for a divorce. We on verse 15, and we're going to pick it back up. Man, we're going to pick this back up on next week. Amen. Hallelujah, I think. You know, God may move me around, but I really wanted to start off on this thing. It is important that we know the order of God. Amen. So that we will stop doing things our own way in our feelings and your emotions. That's why you mess up, because you get caught up in your feelings instead of seeking God for what his will is concerning the situation. So we just thank God. I'm closing the paperback book. I hope that you gotten something tonight out of the message. We're still going to continue with, amen. We thank God for the reading of his word. We thank God for every for fresh revelation, fresh knowledge, wisdom, that we may apply this word to our lives. Amen. So at this time, Dr. Kimmy Kim, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Listen, when we open up the phone lines, you tell me what city and state you're chiming in from, meaning what city and state you live in. Amen. And after you tell me what city and state you live in, if you have a prayer request, we want you to go ahead and give that right then. Amen. So when one person, once I speak to the next person, I need everybody to either be quiet or put your phones on mute. Amen. Till we get to you. All right. So you know, you got to come in and jump on in there. Right. Amen. Good evening, everybody. Come on. We're going to go ahead now and open up the phone lines. I've been missing y'all. So y'all ought to be on here tonight. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on here. Amen. God
good
bless
evening,
you tonight.
Good evening. Good evening. Apostle
hey.
Hunter. Good evening.
Yes. Good
welcome
evening. How are you?
For the word, all is well in Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen. God
you
bless
for that
you.
Word. This is KB, Mr. KB from Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Woo-hoo!
Coming out of
Mississippi and out. Come on now. Hallelujah.
Had to get on here, but I thank you for that word. I thank you for that message, and I just hope and pray that I can continue using what I'm learning to keep
amen.
Me on fire, to keep me running and chasing after
yes.
the things of God. In
yes.
Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank
I love
Lord.
You.
I love you even more. Thank you so much, and I appreciate God or you listen, woman of God, God is doing major, some major things are about to happen. And when we say major, I want you to look up the word major and read the word major. So when I'm saying this, you read the word major. Think about it. Get it in your spirit. Let it resonate. The Lord is about to do some major things. And major can be a whole lot of things. When I think about major, I think about a major move. Come on here. I think about a major door opening. I think about major money. Come on. I think about anything major. I think about big things. All right. Big things popping. Glory to God. So get your focus on this major. God says, I'm getting ready to release some major things in your life. He says, you have been waiting. You have been anticipating. You stood the course, even though sometimes you didn't understand it, but you stood the course. So God says, I'm just going to tap you. I'm going to go ahead and tap you with something. I'm going to let you sample, hallelujah, what I'm about to do for you right now. Sometimes, you know, we waiting on God and what God will do. He'll bless us. But, you know, it don't be the full thing. You know what I'm saying? He just, you know. But I'm telling you, God is about to let you sample. Oh, my God. He's about to let you sample what he's about to do for you. So you're going to get a pre-version of this major door. These major blessings. Listen, the enemy cannot shut you out of what is already yours. The enemy can't stop God from blessing you something that's already yours, something that he already promised you, something that he's already given you. The enemy can't take it away. So I'm telling you now, I want you to keep your level of expectation up. And God said, even when you're not thinking about it, that's when I'm going to do it. I'm telling you, it's coming. Major things are about to happen for you. It is time and you are overdue. And watch the hand of God as he moves in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight.
Thank you, God, for you joining me. You
go in peace.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank
you again. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Caller, you on the air.
Good evening, Pastor Dr. Sylvia Hanna. And welcome back to the radio station. I'm going to say Happy New Year. And, you know, we said it on the prayer line, but I still want to say Happy New Year. And I really enjoy this word that brought something that I did not know. You know, married woman with the whole sex love, that is witchcraft. So I'm just so excited.
Your phone is breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I thank you for bringing that word tonight on that teaching. It was much needed because I did learn some things that I did not know about witchcraft and a married woman withholding sex from her husband. So thank you for this word on tonight, and God bless you.
Amen. I receive it. Tell us what city and state you're chiming in from.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I was just so excited to get on. This is Minnie Campbell from Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Yeah. Glory to God. Listen, woman of God, a lot of times, you know, let me just be real. I'm going to be candid with you. A lot of times we our husbands might not have did something we wanted them to do, right? And so then they come at nighttime. They done had all day to do what we asked them to do, and they didn't do nothing. So when nighttime come, then you done got your bath and you ready to go to bed. You're tired, and then here they come wanting to get you all dirty again, right? You know,
and then
they want to play, and they want to play in the field and the gardens and all of that and stuff. They want to do somersaults, triple set, and all that.
Right.
But listen, you saying no, because why? When you are angry. You're mad because they didn't do what you asked them to do. Women, that's witchcraft. You cannot not allow him to have that time because that is by right his playhouse. That is by right. And it's yours as well. Yeah. You have the right to play with him any and every time you want to. If you want to jump and ride the horse, you go on and ride it. That's your choice as a wife. But when we withhold from each other, it goes both ways. When women withhold from their husband, because mostly it's us withholding from them, you don't find men to say, really, just turn their wives down. You know what I mean? They got to be either sick. Even if they sick, they're going to try to perform, you know. So, but it's not good. It's like witchcraft. The Bible says you don't have power over your body but your husband, and your husband don't have power over his body but the wife. So you cannot withhold something from him that belongs to him. You understand? And yes, so we do, you know, we have done it. I've done it, you know, but when I've done it, I'm a living witness. I'm transparent. Yes. But I didn't know that it was witchcraft. Because, you know, I'd be like, pump him. Ain't nobody studying that. Me, man, all the stuff I told you, you ain't did that. This stuff is important. You going to overlook it. Forget that. I don't want to, my head hurt. Y'all have said it so many times. Oh, I got a headache. I don't feel good. Lying. No, you ain't that wrong with you. You just don't want to have sex. Right? And so we've all done it. And ain't nothing new under the sun. That's what the word says. So, but, you know, we can't do that. You know, if you don't want to do it, and he be like, see, that's why you always withhold. You don't ever want to do it. You're always trying to keep it from me. Well, what that does like that, it sends them out to have sex with somebody else. But, you know, they'll use that as well. They'll say, it's your fault that I cheated. No, it's never the woman's fault that you cheated. You cheated because you wanted to. That's a choice. Cheating is a choice. And I know I'm going back in the next week. I ain't trying to go back in the next week's message. But anyway, join me next week. It's such a blessing to have you on tonight with me. I miss from being on as well. I'm so glad to be back. I'm like a little kid. You know, I'm excited. Amen. So thank you so much for joining me, woman of God. God bless you tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Caller, you on the air.
Well, good evening, Dr. Syria Hunter. I'm Pamela, Minister Payne from Saraland, Alabama. I would just like to thank you so very much for those words, that encouraging words that you gave me for being single on this evening, as well as I know for the married couple. I did learn a lot on tonight, and I just cannot wait until next week.
Amen. Good evening, Minister Pam from Alabama. Alabama is in the house. Amen. Thank God somebody came on from Alabama. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Y'all don't like to support your Bama girl, but it's all right. We gonna be all right. But anyway, woman of God, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Amen. The Lord wants you to let loose. He wants you to let loose in him. He wants you to get freed up in him. There are so many things that the enemy want to use to keep you bound by tradition and religiosity. But God said, I want you to be radical. I want you to be free. Once you really get free in him, you're going to move differently. You have such a love for the people of God. That's a grace on your life. And that's such a blessing. But the Lord wants you free. Free. So, because when you're free, the more freer you are, the more more God's going to use you, the more he's going to use you. You know, I see God's hand is on you, you know, but you just be more free about it. Don't worry about what people are going to think. Don't worry about what people are going to say. They talked about him. They're going to talk about you. And they're definitely talking about me right now. But listen, no matter what they're saying, God want to do a work in you that he started, right? He started the work. Mm-hmm. So he want to continue that work on. And so just get free. Meaning that just let yourself go when it comes to the things of God. Things of God. Did you hear what I said? Things of God.
Yes,
let yourself go. Be open and be ready to receive. Don't worry. Again, I have to say this. I got to reiterate. Because some people are going to say, oh, you just over the top now. Some people are going to say, it don't take all that. It does. If you're trying to elevate in God, you got to go after everything that have where there's an access for you to learn more about him, for you to learn more about the things of God, the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. Y'all, we got to go after. We just cannot be in a bubble. And we only come out one time a week. We got to have it all. You need the whole package so that you can be a blessing to the whole kingdom, right? Amen. And so God just wants you to be free. Loose yourself from traditional. Because some things we be bound by tradition. Well, this is the way we used to do it. No, baby, this is not. We used to do it like that, and we were so wrong. And God's want to free us up. He's trying to free all of us up so that we can walk in him free. At being free, walking in the liberty wherewith he has set us free, whom the Son sets free. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That'll preach right there. Whom God has set free is free indeed. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Thank God for you tonight. Good to have you on with me. You have a great evening, okay? Enjoy the rest of your evening. God bless you. I got room for one more caller.
Good
and it's
going to
be
Apostle.
What's up? What's shaking, girl? How you doing?
I'm good, Apostle. How you doing?
Girl, if I was doing any better, I couldn't stand myself. So tell us where you're chiming in from.
Mobile, Alabama.
Woo! My hometown. Come on here, Alabama. See, y'all going to make me have to talk to one more person to see where they're coming in from, because we got to break this tie. We cannot let Mississippi win. Come on here. Not that we're in competition. We're just making it fun. But we bless the Lord tonight. I bless the Lord for you. Thank you for joining in, coming in on this line with me. Amen. Are you happy that I'm back?
Yes, ma'am, Apostle.
Okay, well, act like you.
Back like you never left.
Now, come on. That's what I'm talking about. That's what God will do. He'll make you so good to you. It's like you never left that one time. Everything will come right back in order, in divine order. So, listen, I'm going to get off here with you, but I got one more person. I need somebody to break this tie. Caller, you on the air. So, y'all going to tell me ain't nobody going to say nothing? Well, we praise God tonight anyway. We thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for all of you. I want y'all to meet me next week at the same bad time, same bad station. Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real. Shalom.